Books on Tape presents Devil May Care by Sebastian Fox, read by John Lee. Chapter 1. The Watcher Watched. It was a wet evening in Paris. On the slate roofs of the big boulevards and on the small mansards of the Latin Quarter, the rain kept up a ceaseless patter. Outside the Crillon and the Georges V, the doormen were whistling taxis out of the darkness, then running with umbrellas to hold over the fur-clad guests as they climbed in. The huge open space of the Place de la Concorde was glimmering black and silver in the downpour. In Sarcelles, on the far northern outskirts of the city, Yusuf Hashim was sheltered by the walkway above him. This was not the gracious arch of the Pont Neuf, where lovers huddled to keep dry, but a long cantilevered piece of concrete from which cheap doors, with many bolts, opened into grimy three-room appartements. It overlooked a busy section of the noisy N1 and was attached to an 18-story tower block. Christened L'Arc en Ciel, the rainbow, by its architect, the block was viewed even in this infamous district with apprehension. After 6 years of fighting the French in Algeria, Yusuf Hashim had finally cut and run. He had fled to Paris and found a place in L'Arc-en-Ciel, where he was joined in due course by his three brothers. People said that only those born in the forbidding tower could walk its airborne streets without glancing round, but Hashim feared nobody. He had been 15 years old when, working for the Algerian Nationalist Movement, the FLN, he took his first life in a firebomb attack on a post office. No one he had ever met in North Africa or in Paris placed much value on a single life. The race was to the strong, and time had proved Hashim.